charisma mail. The use of ad anchor symbols to communicate. If anyone ever thought that mass communication is alien to Africa and Ghana in particular, then the person must rethink. There were some communication systems in Africa before the introduction of modern media and writing skills. One of such system was nonverbal form of communication through the use of symbols, objectifies, signals among others. The then indigenous African communication system were cheaper and offered both the rich and the poor, the educated and uneducated, a means of communicating using symbols and signals. Thus nonverbal communication offered an egalitarian platform for all and sundry. The Egyptian hieroglyphics is one of the oldest writing techniques from which modern forms of writing originated. It is a form of communication using pictures and symbols. The ad anchor symbols of the Akan peoples of Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire is another form of symbol communication. Ad anchor symbols have a very unique history which can be traced back to the 19th century. The Akan people, of what is now Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire, had developed significant skills in weaving by the 16th century, with Nsukko, present-day Bigo, an important weaving center. Adinkra, originally produced by the Jayaman clans of the Brong region, was the exclusive right of royalty and spiritual leaders, and only used for important ceremonies such as funerals. Adinkra means goodbye or farewell. During a military conflict at the beginning of the 19th century, caused by the Jayaman trying to copy the neighboring Asandi's golden stool, the symbol of the Asandi nation, the Jayaman king was killed. His Adinkra robe was taken by Nana Osaibon Supanian, the Asandi Hen, Asandi King, as a trophy. This goes a long way to explain how important Adinkra symbology is, in the sense that if a whole king was killed in a war and nothing of his was taken as a trophy but his Adinkra robe. The Adinkra symbols represent popular proverbs and maxims, record historical events, express particular attitudes or behavior related to depicted figures, or concepts uniquely related to abstract shapes. The symbols were later further developed by the Asandi people by incorporating their beliefs, thoughts, folktales, norms and values culture. Adinkra symbols are very proverbial and one can have between 2 to 3 meanings. In the opening part of this literature I stated that Adinkra symbols play very important communication role in society. Let us take a closer look at these roles. Unlike English, French, German or any other written language that is limited to only those who can read and write, Adinkra symbols offer egalitarian platform for all make meaning of the message been communicated. Jaina aim. Accept God. Symbol of the omnipotence and immortality of God. This is a symbol that portrays the supremacy of God Almighty. This means that there is no other power greater than the powers of God and He alone has power over all things. With skills one does not special reading or writing skills to be able to read this. Even in modern times this symbol is wide circulation and is used as the logo of many corporate organizations. Or Sankofa, return and fetch it. This is another very important Adinkra that has a very important communication purpose. This symbol literally means going back to the past to bring the good things into the present. It is no taboo to return and fetch it when you forget. You can always undo your mistakes. What else could be any clearer than this? This is perhaps the most used Adinkra symbol. Oa-o Atwiti. This symbol perhaps looks the heart but the message is far from any association with the heart.